Prince Albert police say the human remains found near the city last week are those of Dylan Cretchan. The 30-year-old man was last seen on October 27th. His vehicle was found in the Norrdale area several days later. Cretchan's remains were located during a ground search last Wednesday, and an autopsy was done this week. A cause of death has not been released, but police say the death was the result of foul play. Anyone with information is asked to contact Prince Albert Police or Crime Stoppers. Shelbrook RCMP are looking to the public for information on a 52-year-old woman. Police say Debbie Schindler was driving to Pelican Narrows from Pierceland. She contacted a family member yesterday morning to say she was stopping in Shelbrook. Schindler did not arrive in Pelican Narrows. She's 5'1", 180 pounds, with green eyes and blonde and brown-colored hair. Schindler drives a red 2007 Ford Edge with BC license plate DR642P. RCMP have conducted patrols around Smeaton, Nipawin, Prince Albert, Shelbrook, Waskasoo, LaRange, and Pelican Narrows. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 52-year-old Debbie Schindler is asked to contact police. Two organizations are getting money to help about 100 people leave gang life and reintegrate into society. Straight Up and the Regina Treaty Status Indian Services will provide outreach, intervention, and prevention. Erica Bodan is the executive director of Regina Treaty Status Indian Services.
These services that we have are not about anything other than creating change and giving tools to create change to a group of people who may not even understand what it's like to be reintegrated into society because it was never their society to begin with.
The two groups will get over $4.5 million over 4 years to deliver the community intervention model. Southend RCMP are looking to the public for information on 22-year-old Drayden Joseph Morin. Police say he's wanted on several arrest warrants. He's 5'9", 160 pounds, with short black hair and brown eyes. Mounties believe Morin left Southend on the weekend to travel to Lynn Lake, Manitoba by snowmobile. He's also known to frequent Southend, LaRange, and Prince Albert. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 22-year-old Drayden Morin is asked to contact police. Two women arrested in Saskatoon on the weekend are accused of possessing other people's mail. Police stopped a vehicle Sunday afternoon in the area of 29th Street West and Avenue J North. Officers say they found break-and-enter tools, a can of pepper spray, and bags filled with hundreds of pieces of opened mail inside the vehicle. That included identification documents. Saskatoon police arrested a 32-year-old woman from Beardies and Okamosis Cree Nation and a 33-year-old woman from Saskatoon. They're facing a total of 25 charges. Saskatchewan's Public Safety Agency says crews are working and continuing the battle against the fire south of Humboldt. The blaze started early Monday morning when a freight train carrying crude oil derailed. 34 cars went off the tracks. Marlo Pritchard, president of the Public Safety Agency, says environmental protection officers are also monitoring the site.
Some of the damaged rail cars have been removed from the site, and plans are in place, again, to transport the remaining cars when safe to do so. The area impact is approximately 5 to 10 acres.
CP says it's investigating the cause of the derailment. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney emerged from yesterday's meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau with some instructions. Kenney says Albertans will assess the federal government by how it acts on a number of issues important to the province.
For example, the Teck Frontier Mine deadline for approval is February 28th. That would create 10,000 jobs. $70 billion in revenue for governments to pay for health care and education. They've been waiting now for 8 years for approval.
Kenney says the next few weeks will be critical in determining the seriousness of the federal government's response to Western Canada's concerns. There are multiple fatalities after a small plane crashed last night off the east coast of Vancouver Island. Dave Holmes says he saw the plane hurtle toward the ground last night near his home on Gabriola Island. He says there was a huge explosion. He ran to look survivors and was met with a big fire.
Part of the motor was on one part of the property and the other part of the motor was over on the other side of the property. It hit with such force, it just disintegrated.
Investigators from the Transportation Safety Board are expected at the crash scene this afternoon.